Jackson Health System officials are optimistic about the new $1.6 billion spending plan. It forecasts an increase in patients, but does not take into account pay increases and other perks that were supposed to be reinstated for nurses and other staff after a freeze 2 years ago. The hospital says that's because it has just started collective bargaining negotiations with a union. Dan Chang covers Jackson for the Miami Herald. He says one of the problems, especially for the unions, is the public hospital's ability to keep nurses.
And nurses are important because they're often the first person you will see when you get into a treatment area. And if there aren't enough nurses, you're going to make folks wait a long time. And if those folks are not suffering a heart attack or something that is extremely acute, they might get in their car and drive somewhere else.
Now, the budget also leaves out a $27 million repayment of funds to the federal government that it's overpaid the hospitals to care for the poor. A payment plan is being negotiated. The budget still has to be approved by the Miami-Dade County Commission no later than September 30th. More than 187,000 Miami-Dade residents should be receiving their absentee ballots for the August 26 primary election. WLRN reporter Nadej Green tells us about warnings that are being issued to voters as they prepare to vote.
The Miami-Dade County Elections Department is reminding voters not to allow just anyone to fill out their ballots. The department also warns voters not to give their absentee ballots to anyone other than a specified designee. A designee must fill out an affidavit with the Elections Department in order to return another person's ballot. In the past year, three separate investigations have been launched into alleged ballot fraud in Miami-Dade. These cases involved bulk absentee ballot requests filed online. Florida law allows only voters or their family members to submit the forms online. The Miami-Dade Police Benevolent Association recently offered a $10,000 reward for any absentee ballot fraud tips that leads to an arrest. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.
And as you heard a moment ago, the U.S. Hurricane Center in Miami is tracking the tropical storm Bertha, the season's second named storm, now formed in the Atlantic. A tropical storm warning has been issued for Barbados and Dominica. A tropical storm watch has been issued for Puerto Rico. Bertha has sustained winds near 45 miles per hour and is expected to pass near Barbados this afternoon. But the Hurricane Center does not expect much change in the storm's strength over the weekend. From the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Now back to Wanda Miles.